A poem entitled The Gift to Sing by James Weldon Johnson. Sometimes the mist overhangs my path, and blackening clouds about me cling. But oh, I have a magic way to turn the gloom to cheerful day. I softly sing. And if the way grows darker still, shadowed by sorrow's somber wing, with glad defiance in my throat, I pierce the darkness with a note and sing and sing. I brood not over the broken past, nor dread whatever time may bring. No nights are dark, no days are long, while in my heart there swells a song and I can sing. Well, good morning, everyone. And sing we are going to do today. We have lots of hymns this morning for our songs of praise. So a warm welcome to everyone here who's come. I hope you are in fine voice. Are we in fine voice? Yeah. Hopefully we are. Your order of service has a number of intimations for you to have a wee look at, just to highlight a couple. The first is just to say it was agreed that we would have a retiring offering at the close of our worship this morning to help support our partner church's district of Mulamba in Malawi. So on your way out, you will find various dishes for any donation you might want to give. A little reminder that our breakfast services start next Sunday morning. We gather from around sort of 9:15 for a little light breakfast and then a short time of worship together at 9:30. And next Sunday it is going to be led by our Green Group, who after they have had their breakfast, worshipped, are then going to head out into the parish to do a litter pick. And they are looking for people to go and join them. And I said this last Sunday, and I'll remind you again today, I don't mind if next Sunday there are a lot less people here because you're all out there litter picking. It is a wonderful way to serve our community and to be a witness as well. So if you want to do that, you're very welcome to go for your breakfast the back of 9 o'clock and head out and do the litter pick. And you will be rewarded with some hot soup at the end of it along at the Kirk Centre. But if you do decide to stay and come to worship here as normal, that's also fine. And we will be also thinking about God's creation and how we can look after it. Yesterday, we had our fun day along at the church, and I know some of you were able to come and join us for that. We had a fantastic day of fun, and I want to just say a huge word of thank you on behalf of Clay and Abby and the Outreach Group for all the support that we got for yesterday's event. The soaking that I got at the end of the afternoon wasn't as bad as it might sound. I let a few of you into the secret that I filled the buckets, and the buckets were filled with warm water. So it wasn't too bad. And the sun had come out at that point as well. So we had a fantastic day of fun yesterday. So thank you if you came along and supported. Thank you if you helped, if you provided baking, whatever you did. Just a huge, huge thank you. I've had a few messages from some of the families that were there yesterday to say thank you for the fun that they were able to have all day. I will leave you to read everything else that's in your order of service in your own time. Our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 98. Sing for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Praise him with songs and shouts of joy. Sing praises to the Lord, play music on the harps, blow trumpets and horns, and shout for joy to the Lord, our King. Our first hymn this morning is 172, and it was chosen by Maura Green from our Green Group. She just thinks the words just speak so much about God's creation. So we stand to sing 172, 172 in your hymn book. Sing for God's glory.
Thank you.
Let's come to God in prayer. Loving God, we come this day with a song in our hearts to celebrate your gift of music, to lift up our voices in glad thanksgiving, to make a joyful noise to you. With all the company of heaven, we sing your praise. You've given us so much to celebrate, so much to rejoice in. It is good to give thanks, right to be glad, fitting to show our joy in music and song. With all the company of heaven, we sing your praise. Now we bring you this service as an act of worship, an expression of thanksgiving, and an outpouring of our love. Receive our praise, accept our songs, and fill our hearts with joy and thanksgiving as we remember the wonder of your love and rejoice in all that you've done for us. With the company of heaven, we sing your praise. Through Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when gathered together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our next hymn has been chosen by Sonia, and I wonder if Sonia would mind coming and saying just a few words as to why you have chosen this particular hymn.
Morning, everyone. I'll try and keep it brief, because you know me. There's always a story attached, isn't there? This goes back to my grandma, who we're from Edinburgh, and she had four children, and my mum was the youngest of four. Grandma married, obviously, my granddad, and he was a captain in the Merchant Navy, so he was away a lot of the time. And Grandma is a bit like me. She wasn't a morning person, so she tended to go to the evening service at church. And my mum's called Norma, so she'd say, right, Norrie, come and chum me. And they would go to their local Methodist church, and Grandma would have her big fur coat on, and my mum remembers snuggling into her and stealing out, especially at winter time. It was dark by 6:30, and being one of four and the youngest, it was her turn and time to have Grandma to herself. So Mum and Grandma are really good singers, and they just loved Charles Wesley hymns, because Methodist background. So Love Divine or Love Excelling is one of Grandma's favourites, and I had it at my wedding, so that was an easy one to tick. And then as I was double-checking the two different versions, Kate Middleton had it at her wedding as well, to Prince William, so we're in very good company this morning with royalty added to my list of connections. So I hope you enjoy it as much as me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sonia. So we sing hymn 519, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. to give you a wee breather before we sing our next hymn. There's also a wee story attached to this one, because this is the hymn I chose for this morning. Today, as you'll all be aware, is Father's Day, the day when we think about those in our lives who are our father figures. And my wee story is that I once upon a time had political aspirations. And my father, my dear daddy, said to me, give them up and get in the... And he told me that perhaps I could go in the pulpit instead. And so that was many years before I actually started to explore a call to ministry. But I've never forgotten that conversation. And I've also never forgotten or taken for granted the support that my daddy has given to me through the years in my ministry, both while I was training and actually ever since. So my choice of hymn this morning is 680. You are called to tell the story. It is a hymn in the section of our hymn books for ordinations, and it was sung at my ordination almost 9.5 years ago now. And so this is for all you daddies out there who have encouraged your children to be who they are meant to be, who have encouraged them to find out what it is they want to do in life and to succeed, and been there with them and encouraged them and nudged them. And maybe especially for you daddies that have supported your girls in this, because sometimes us girls have to go down a path that's maybe traditionally not seen as a female role. And we need folk there behind us, primarily and instinctively some male figures behind us, to encourage us that we can be who it is and what we're meant to be. So 680, you are called to tell the story, passing words of life along.
A new song to the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the world. Sing to the Lord and praise him. Proclaim every day the good news that he has saved us. Proclaim his glory to the nations, his mighty acts to all peoples. The Lord is great and is to be highly praised. He is to be honored more than all the gods. The gods of all other nations are only idols. But the Lord created the heavens. Glory and majesty surround him. Power and beauty fill his temple. Praise the Lord, all people on earth. Praise his glory and might. Praise the Lord's glorious name. Bring an offering and come into his temple. Bow down before the Holy One when he appears. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say to all nations, the Lord is King. The earth is set firmly in place and cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with justice. Be glad, earth and sky. Roar, sea, and every creature in you. Be glad, fields, and everything in you. The trees and woods will shout for joy when the Lord comes to rule the earth. He will rule the peoples of the world with justice and fairness.
Thank you, George, for sharing those words of Psalm 96 with us. Many people are gifted with the gift of music, and we are going to be able to sit and have some music sung to us, words sung to us, and Alison and Emily are going to sing to us a song it's entitled How Good It Is to Sing. Now, in your order of service, you will have been a sheet with the song words there, and I think they're inviting you to join. Which verse can they join in? Anywhere. So if you know the song, join in. If you don't know the song, listen for a wee while, and then if you feel comfortable, join in, or just sit back and listen as they sing to us. How good it is to sing, to bring our praise to him.
To sing, to bring our praise to him, whose love and mercy knows no end. He brings the sun and rain, he calls each star by name, the universe resounds with praise. Oh, shout for joy to God and sing a new song, extol the Lord of life for his provision, and he delights in those who love and fear him, all those who put their hope in God. He gathers families, orphans and refugees, and binds the wounds of those who mourn. Shout for joy to God and sing a new song. Extol the Lord of life for his provision. And he delights in those who love and fear for him, all those who put their hope in God. Before his eyes he blasts, the winds of waves obey his voice. Yet mercy will prevail, his love will reconcile the nations of the earth to him. Oh, shout for joy to God and sing a new song. Extol the Lord of life for his provision. And he delights in those who love and fear for him, all those who put their hope in God. Oh, shout for joy to God and sing a new song. Extol the Lord of life for his provision. And hearts and put their hope in God.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And we have someone else who's going to share some song with us. We've got Adam here, and he is going to sing a version of As the Deer Pants for the Water. And it's the Polish version, but he's very kindly going to sing the song through three times. It's three verses of the song, but he'll sing one of them in English so you can hear what he has been singing. But we're very grateful for Adam for coming to share one of his favourite hymns in his native tongue.
Tak jak jeleń do źródła wody dusza ma, do ciebie lgnie. Tyś pragnieniem mojego serca, ciebie, Panie, wielbić chcę. Tyś mą siłą, tyś tarczą jest, na Tobie tylko polegać chcę. Tyś pragnieniem mojego serca, Panie, ciebie wielbić chcę. As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. Tak jak jeleń do źródła wody dusza ma, do ciebie lgnie. Tyś pragnieniem mojego serca, ciebie, Panie, wielbić chcę. Tyś mą siłą, tyś tarczą jest, na Tobie tylko polegać chcę. Tyś pragnieniem mojego serca, ciebie, Panie, wielbić chcę.
Okay, we'll continue as George reads to us Psalm 100.
Sing to the Lord, all the world. Worship the Lord with joy. Come before him with happy songs. Never forget that the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to him. We are his people. We are his flock. Enter the temple gates with thanksgiving. Go into the courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. The Lord is good, his love is eternal, and his faithfulness lasts forever. Amen.
Anne, in the office this week, I kind of came in and said, I need one more hymn for Sunday. And I said, would you like to choose one? And so Anne has chosen this next one, and I'll let her explain why.
It was one that just came in, I thought, oh, think of a hymn quickly, but it was one that was a favourite of my dad's. And like Shuna was saying earlier, my dad was very special. I think everybody's dad is very special. And because it was a special hymn that he liked, I thought, right, that'll do. And I didn't actually work out the connection with Father's Day, but I thought, well, that's even better. So that's why I chose it.
So let's sing together 159 in your hymn books. Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided.
Thank you.
Lord God, take what we offer of ourselves and of our resources. Bless them and use us and them to your purposes. Amen. Our next two hymns have been picked by people who aren't actually with us this morning. The first is by Carol. Carol at Tix helps with Jam. And she's chosen Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, hymn 564 in our hymn books, because she said it reminds her of her childhood days and Sunday school days. And I dare say it's a song and a hymn that many of us will remember from our younger years too. And it's always worth singing again to remind ourselves that Jesus does indeed love us. So hymn 564, Jesus Loves Me. Next hymn was chosen by Moira McPherson, and I hope in some way Moira is able to listen to today's service, as she has been kind of responsible for ensuring that people out in our parish have received over the years CDs of the service that's recorded each Sunday morning. And Moira herself is unable to be with us at the moment, and so I do hope that either a CD will make its way to her or she may be able to listen online later in the week. But she wanted us to sing this morning hymn 502. Take my life, Lord, let it be consecrated, glad and free. Hymn 502. We'll maybe remain seated for this.
Thank you.
Today is a very special day for one of us sitting here in worship for Claire, and I invite Claire to come and join me here on the chancel. Claire had requested to me that she would like to make a profession of faith, and I was delighted when she asked me, and delighted to be able to do it today on Father's Day, when she's got both our granddad and our dad sitting beside her. So Claire, I have a begin with a very simple question. Do you believe the Christian faith into which you were baptized?
I do.
Let us pray. Loving Father, we praise you for our confidence and hope in Jesus Christ. We thank you for our shared faith in one church, our one baptism into Jesus Christ, and our experience of your Holy Spirit in fellowship and service. Anoint and cheer us with the abundance of your grace, that we may always be ready to respond to your call, to commit ourselves further in Christian discipleship through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of love and faithfulness, through water and the Holy Spirit, you claim Claire as your own. Confirm in her the covenant sealed in baptism, and send her forth in the power of the Holy Spirit, that she may fulfill her calling as a disciple of Jesus Christ and be found blameless in him. When he comes with all those who are his own, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite those of you who are able to stand and join Claire and I as we say together a confession of faith. You'll find a copy of it within the order of service. We say together, we believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is love. We praise God the Father, who created the universe and keeps it in being. He has made us his sons and daughters to share his joy, living together in justice and peace, caring for his world and for each other. We proclaim Jesus Christ, God the Son, born of Mary, by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became one of us, sharing our life and death. He made known God's compassion and mercy, giving hope and declaring forgiveness of sin, offering healing and wholeness for all. By his death on the cross and by his resurrection, he has triumphed over evil. Jesus is Lord of life and of all creation. We trust God, the Holy Spirit, who unites us to Christ and gives life to the church, who brings us to repentance and assures us of forgiveness. The Spirit guides us in our understanding of the Bible, renews us in the sacraments, and calls us to serve God in the world. We rejoice in the gift of eternal life. We have sure and certain hope of resurrection through Christ, and we look for his coming again to judge the world. Then all things will be made new, and creation will rejoice in worshiping the Father through the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit, one God, blessed forever. Amen. Please take a seat. I've got the words you need to say here, okay? Claire, along with everyone, you've professed with us your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In your baptism, God brought you into the household of faith, and in goodness and mercy has shepherded you to this day. We ask you now to pledge yourself to the life of a Christian and discipleship. Do you promise to follow Jesus Christ in your daily life?
With God's help, I will seek to follow Christ, and in listening for God's word, in the breaking of bread and prayer, to grow ever closer to him as the years pass.
And do you promise to be a faithful member of the Christian community?
With God's help, I will share in the worship and service of the church, and in this I will give generously of what I am and what I have.
And do you promise to take your part in God's mission to the world?
With God's help, I will witness the Christ wherever I find myself and put my trust and hope in him. I will seek justice and peace and the renewing of all life according to God's promise.
Thank you. Along with the... can I borrow that back again? Statement of faith. There's a little charge to you as a congregation, as witnesses to Claire's profession of faith. So I say the words there in normal print, and if you could respond with the words in italics. I charge you, the people of this congregation, to love, encourage, and support Claire, our sister in faith, that she may continue to grow in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the knowledge and love of God. With God's help, we will live out our baptism as a loving community in Christ, nurturing one another in faith, upholding one another in prayer, and encouraging one another in service. Claire, I offer you this blessing. Defend, O Lord, your servant Claire with your heavenly grace, that she may continue to be yours forever and daily increase in your Holy Spirit until he comes to your everlasting kingdom. Amen. Claire, it is a real pleasure and delight that we welcome you as a member of Christ Church here in this place. Here you will always find a welcome to come and gather with your friends and family in Christ and to share in Christ's ministry and service. Let us pray. God of all grace, guard your servant Claire, whom you have called to your eternal glory in Christ. Confirm them by your Spirit. Sustain Claire by your word and sacrament. Fill her with all joy in your service and help her to live by faith, walk in hope and be renewed in love, until the world reflects your glory and you are in all. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. Claire, I have a little gift for you from everyone here. And it's a Bible. And it's a special Bible because it's got the NIV, the New International Version there, but it also has Eugene Peterson's The Message alongside. As folk here know, I am a great fan of The Message and use it often in worship. On the way in this morning, many of the folks here have also signed it for you. So if you haven't already signed it, and assuming you're coming through for a cup of tea, maybe if you could find Claire through in the hall afterwards and sign her Bible, just as a reminder to you of the love and blessing that you have from everyone here this morning.
Thank you.
Okay,
so much.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. We'll be down to the floor. We come to our closing hymn, and this has been chosen by Bruce, and I will let Bruce explain why he has chosen it.
This hymn could equally have been chosen by all gardeners, golfers, and those holding outdoor events. As we know, fun days, they thrive in good weather, but there's always the risk it'll be cold and wet in June. Fortunately, today it's a bright sunny day. This is my favourite hymn, and it reflects the fine weather. So hope you will enjoy belting it out. So Shine, Jesus, Shine, hymn 448.
Thank you.
now to love and serve the Lord, and may you know God's love, Christ's peace, and the Holy Spirit's stirring in your hearts and your lives this day and every day.